As the alien door panel slid aside, Carl Price stepped backwards and scrambled to choke down an involuntary shout. The creature before him had no such restraint, however, a shriek leaving its mouth as soon as it saw the human. Thin gray arms swinging and four long legs scrabbling for purchase on the sandy floor, it turned and fled, disappearing from view behind some sort of shelving stack. Carl was left with an impression of a 6-foot-tall, clothed, human-like form with a bald, oversized head on a thin but muscular neck, with the aforementioned 6 spindly but seemingly well-muscled limbs. For his part, Price was rooted to the spot. An amateur archaeologist, the engineer had come to this place with the hope of analyzing whatever had been left inside by its builders. The absolute very last thing he'd expected to see as he walked through the first internal door he'd managed to open was what looked like a sentient being rapidly running away from him. "Paul?" the engineer cycled his communications quickly as he recovered his composure. "I think you might want to get over to the top doorway."